Let's begin the third parak. So the Mishnah tells us in Maisa that one time they had thought it was morning, and they confused the moonlight with the sunlight, and they ended up shechting the carbon tumid too early, and they had to bring it out to the base of Shrefer to burn it. And so the Mishnah says that we had this whole conversation, this whole dialogue, that they have to find out and to make sure that really there's man shechita, that im higi is man shechita. And the person who sees it says, Brakai. Masi ben Shmuel says, Heyir pnei kol mizrach ad shebechevron. And they told back and forth to just ensure that it's the right man for the shechita satamen. Says, oh, you all saw, the Rashi tells us, what's the source? How do you know that the tamen needs to be brought by Yom? So Rashi writes, Yom zivchachem, pasuk in Vayikra Yutes, that the shechita has to be dafka by Yom. And if it's done by Laila, that shechita is going to be pasul. Right? He writes, shechita psula b'laila kidichsev b'yom zivchachem. So what's the kasha? You guys also, what's the big question? On Rashi? B'yom. What's the question from the Rashi and the Mishnah Megillah? Or what does the Mishnah Megillah tell us? You guys saw this inside, right? No, remember? Someone wants to speak up. We forgot. I should remind you. The Mishnah says that when it comes to all these halachas of mitzvahs bayom, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah ad shetineitacham until neitachama, but kulan she'asu mishalom rashachar kasher. But b'diavad, if you already did it from alos, so then all those mitzvahs would have been kasher. And so implies only b'diavad, that's not implies, it says only b'diavad from alos. But it sounds like from the Mishnah here in Yuma that lichachila, this man is when it's Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, which sounds like Alos as well. How come the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma says Alos is Lichatchila, but the Mishnah in Megillah says Alos is only B'dievet? And that's a Rashi Mefurish right to Megillah. Dim Alos HaShachar Yimamahu, Aval Lefi She'en HaKol B'kin Bal Tzrich L'Hamtin Ad Neitzachama. So really, Mikar Din, Rashi says, Mikar Din, Alos HaShachar is really the right Din. But because not everybody knows how to figure out when alos is, so it's much safer to wait until neitachama. But mikra din, the halacha is alos is the right zman. It's just a little buffer. We need to wait a few minutes till neit. Now this Rashi, just as an aside for a moment, sounds like a Rashi in Parshas Bereishis. Anyone know which Rashi I'm referring to in Parshas Bereishis? Rashi on the pasuk Vayachulu. Which one? Herfayim what? Seva Shabbos?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right? What? Rashi, I think, has one Lashon. He quotes the Medrash there, I believe. So Rashi writes in the Pasuk Vayechulu, so Kadosh Baruch was able to make Shabbos right away. He could go from Yom HaShishi to Yom HaShvi, Kerif Ayin. But Basar Adam, we don't know exactly when Shabbos is, so we created Tosefa Shabbos as a buffer, because we don't know exactly the time. So Mikra Din Shabbos really starts at 6 o'clock, let's say. But since we don't know, we start at 5:45, let's say. Because it's a little buffer, we don't know exactly the Zman. So too, Rashi says here, that really the Zman is Alos HaShachar. That's really when the Yom begins. But since we're not Bekin, Hakol Ein Bekin, so we need to wait until Neitzachama to ensure that's Mamish Bayom. That's the Shita of Rashi here. That seems to be what the Rishonim are all assuming.
I've been medayik from the Gemara, it's much later.
Yeah, how so?
The Gemara goes gradual from Bara, what's the difference? Gemara, Barakai, Ola Barakai, Hairpinis Mizrach, Hairpinis Mizrach, Hatevron.
Right.
That I would say Barakai is, even the Rashi there says Barakai is before Ola Barakai. And then all of our kind, and Heir Pnei Mizrach. Also, from Metzias, for at Alos HaShachar, the beginning of the light,
Heir Pnei
Mizrach means the sky is illuminated. I would just say that. It what says the. Illuminate after. Alos is when the sky begins to be illuminated.
It says Kol Pnei Mizrach, not the whole sky. Kol Pnei Mizrach. What does Pnei Mizrach mean? So, what does the eastern face mean? That's in essence what the Mishnah means. So, does it mean the whole eastern side, the whole half, the whole sky? So I don't, Matthias, I don't know. But it's clear from all the Achronim that they're asking this question of Rashi seems to be Soser himself. That when he says in Mishnah, the Mishnah Megillah, that really you have to wait until Neitz, but here he says that you could do it even earlier than that. That's the steerer. Now, lemaisa, what it means, alos brakai hair pinim mizrach. I don't know lemaisa how to calculate that, what those actually mean. But clearly, from the achronim, the minchas chinuch, and others, as you saw in the Rashash, they think it's steer within Rashi. The Mishnah here in Yuma versus the Mishnah in Megillah. So again, so the Mishnah in Yuma tells us already hair pinim mizrach called mizrach. You could bring the tamid. But when it comes to Megillah, you have to wait until Netzach Am. Wait till much later. So why the difference?
It's a steer in the Gemara.
We see the Gemara as well. Rashi explains what's going on in the Gemara, but Eichnam is steer in the Mishnayos. So Rashash says he would have preferred that maybe that Netzach Am doesn't really mean Netzach Am like it does in the rest of the Shas, and really these two Mishnayos are saying the same thing. Really, when it says Heyer Kol Pnei Kol Mizrach, that really means the same exact thing as Netz in Megillah. Well, kind of what you're suggesting. Heir Pnei Mizrach doesn't mean Alos HaShachar, it means Netzach Am. And therefore, there is no steer in the Mishnayos. When we say that the Shechitas Tamid has to wait until Heir Pnei Mizrach, that's Mamish Netzach Am. Same exact halachas. But it seems that he, since he was only suggesting this, it seems like he understood that the other Achronim didn't say this way. So the question becomes, why then did the Mishnah in Yuma allow the Kohanim to do the Shechitas Tamid prior to Netzach Am? Shouldn't they be concerned? Perhaps it's too early. So what does Minchas Chinuch say? What's his answer? Why does he allow the Shechitas Tamid to take place earlier than Netz from already Alos HaShachar? What's the reason of Minchas Chinuch? It's reason. So the interesting Lashon, don't be so medayek, the Minchas Chinuch, but still it's interesting the way he says this. The Minchas Chinuch writes, Kohanim Zrizim Heim V'lo To'u Akarchach L'Chadchila B'Alos HaShachar Makrivin. So how would you define the word Zrizim? I'm not asking for an English definition necessarily, but what does Zrizim mean? What concept does Zrizim deal with?
Precise.
So I would have thought Zrizim meant to be earlier. Ve'ashkem avram abokir is the source, to do it as early as possible. That's the Pashup Shan, the Gemara M'Psachim. Ve'ashkem avram abokir means earlier. But it's clear from the Minchas Chinuch, it's not about doing it earlier necessarily, it means about being precise. That's clear, it's just shaloto. They're very precise about the way they do things. That's how the Minchas Chinuch is defining Zrizim as not earlier, but as being precise. And the raya for this Minchas Chinuch is there are a number of Gemaras, I think a couple of them appear in Maseches Pesachim, that Kohanim Zrizim him. That's such a concept. He's not making this up. The Gemara says that Kohanim are Zrizim in terms of their timing, in terms of their precision. So just as an aside, because we're not going to do the sugya tomorrow, since we're doing Avodah Shema Kippur Ben Kachim, I'm going to skip some of the fun sugyas that are going to come up in the parak, but on Amud Beis here, there's a very important sugya about Zrizim Makdimin L'Mitzvos. It talks about the Indian of Avram being very precise, and when exactly the Zman of Tefillah Shachar is. So just in light of that, I'll mention something, because we're mentioning this idea of Zrizis right now. There's a very important Me'iri on Chaf Ches Amud Beis about Zrizim Makdimin L'Mitzvos, and Gilyoni HaShas of Yosef Engel picks up on this. Yosef Engel in Psachim, when he talks about Vayashkem Avram Baboker, he comments on this Me'iri here in Yuma Chaf Chesem Abeis. And what the Me'iri writes is that Mikol Makom Roy Lizrizim Lahakdim Ba B'Shacharis Shelo Yira Kimisrashel Ba Mitzad Chemlaso Al HaBen. He's mechadesh that the idea of Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvos is you don't want to come off as if you're having any rachmanis on the child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, give a mila on the eighth day, so you do the mila right away. You don't want to show you have any compassion, because we don't think of compassion. Hashem says, jump, you jump. Hashem says, give a bris mila, give a bris mila. So in order to avoid anyone thinking that you're having any rachmanis and chem on the son, that's where Zrizis comes in. So point out Rav Yosef Engel. So then, Zrizis is only relevant in the context where there's some counter, there's some friction where you would think to hold back the mitzvah. In the context of a bris milah, where you might have rachmanis on the child, so that's where there's Zrizis. But in a situation where there's no factor that's pulling you away from the mitzvah, there may not be an inyan of Zrizis. That's point one that Rav Yosef Engel points out from this Me'iri. Second element, that your question?
Wouldn't that be a problem with the Minchas Chinuch's parents?
How so?
He's just trying to say that the Talmud has this idea of Zerizim, but really the source is by Mila as well.
Right. Very good. So it's hard for the Meiri to say that Zerizim doesn't exist anywhere in the Torah. He can't say it's only from Bris Mila, but there's a unique element that Bris Mila has that's not relevant elsewhere. But Eina Chanami, Zerizim does apply it in other halachas too.
No, I'm saying it's the source. So I'm saying, I don't know, how do you answer, oh, that Zerizim by Talmud, but not by all these later than the Mishnah Megillah?
Because Kohanim...
It's a whole different halacha. Kohanim's reason...
Exactly. Even though we all have to be Mizaris, we're not Mizaris. Mm-hmm. Kohanim are. Kohanim, they are Zerizis. They learn to be Bezerizis, and they have that particular... So we could trust them that they'll do Bezerizis. Everybody else, even though we have an inyan to be Zariz, doesn't mean we will. And therefore, by other mitzvahs, we have to make sure to give that little buffer and don't do it at a lowest, but rather do it by Netzach Chama. The second point the Meiri writes... is that the idea of Zerizus is le'echos b'darchei avos, he says. The concept of Zerizim makdim le'mitzvos is not because there's an need to do a mitzvah faster, or sooner, or more precise, but simply le'echos b'darchei avos. Avram Avinu was vayashkem Avram Aboker, so we want to follow in the derech of the midos of our avos, so we also want to do le'echos b'darchei avos. Nothing more than that. Right? There's a discussion in the Rishonim whether or not Zerizim makes a better mitzvah. Does it enhance the mitzvah or not? According to Meiri, it's nothing to do with the mitzvah at all. It's just an inyan of following in the derech of the avos. And that's the second point the Meiri writes here in the Chaf Ches Mabez. And again, Rav Yosef Engel picks up on this and talks about whether Zerizus is deraisa, it's derabanan. He says, according to the Meiri, it's simply bedarche ha'avos. A fascinating Meiri and a fascinating Gilyoni Ashas. Now, I'll add one more thing on Zerizim before we move on. The Rashi tells us, again, what I mentioned before, that it says as the source of Zerizim Makdim L'mitzvos is learned from Avram Avinu. It says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Now, does anybody here know, in one what context does it say Vayashkem Avram Baboker? By the Akedah. Is that the only place it says it?
No.
Where else?
Stone,
very good. And one more place?
Yeah.
Nope. But I don't blame you guys, because Rashi actually says... in the Gemara Pesachim, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, I'm looking for the Lashon right now. It was Daf Gimel Dala, no? Here we go. Here we go. Rashi says, De'ashkechan gave mila, ubezizuseha de'avram, shenemar Vayashkem Avram Baboker. It says by Bris Mila, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, like you thought, like I thought. And that's what Rashi says. If you open up the Pesukim, which Parsha is this found in? Anyone know? Parsha Vayera. It says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker by the Akedah. It says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker by Stone. It says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker when he sent out Hagar, which is also in Parsha Vayera. But it doesn't say anywhere by the Bris Mila. Bris Mila was in Parsha Lech Lecha. It doesn't say Vayashkem anywhere in Parsha Lech Lecha. In fact, in the entire Torah, it says Vayashkem only a few times. It says a fourth time in Parsha Vayera, Vayashkem Avimelech to send back Sarah. So Parsha Vayera is all about Vayashkem, but it doesn't say Vayashkem anywhere by Bris Mila.
When he gave it to Yishmael.
Doesn't say when he gave it to Yishmael. This is a very strange halacha. That why is Bris Mila the paradigm of Zerizus when it doesn't say Vayashkem anywhere by Bris Mila? So I think a suggestion might be that you see suddenly all throughout Parsha Vayera that Avram's busy running around. Right in the beginning of Parsha Vayera, I don't have the Pesukim, but when the guest came to him, Vayarats, he was running, Vayimaher, he's quickly running around. Then suddenly, Vayashkem, Avram Aboker, the stone by sending away Hagar, by the Akedah. And nowhere in Parsha Lecha does it say anything about his Zerizus. Wonderful things about him. He walked B'tmimus with Elohim, but no Zerizus. So what changed from Parsha Lech Lecha to Parsha Vayera? Why did he suddenly change? The bris. He received the bris mila. At the very end of Parsha Lecha, he got a bris mila. So now he became a new person. He started to run around. Vayaratz, vayimaher, vayashkem. So Chazal understood if bris mila makes a person into a bar zariz, like Avram was, so then certainly it should be done, the ma'isa mila should be done b'derech zrizus. And that's perhaps why the Gemara says the source of zrizim makdim lemitzvos is from Bris Mila, because that created a person who's a Bar Zariz and should be done b'derech Zerizus. Either way, back to our topic of Kachim. By the way, Bris Mila also, the Yushalmi says, is also a Karban. So that's also connected. So it's not so off topic. So the question again we're dealing with, why is there, what's the steer between the Mishnah and Yuma and the Mishnah and Megillah? So again, Mishnah and Yuma says you could do it earlier from Alos, but the Mishnah and Megillah says all mitzvahs by Yom is later till Nates. So the Minchas Chinuch again suggested that Kohanim are Zrizim Hain, and therefore they could do Karbanos earlier, but everybody else were not, so we need to wait till Nates to have that buffer. Rav Moshe had a fascinating chiddush, which many Achronim rejected. They thought it was too big of a chiddush. But it's a fascinating idea. I was talking about it with you guys yesterday a little bit. What's Rav Moshe's chiddush? Who wants to say it? Anyone? Chavivus of the mitzvah. Amazing Rav Moshe. Sounds more like a sheet you'd see in the Chassidish Sfarim. That because the Chavivus HaMitzvah, he wanted to do the mitzvah so badly that he overrode the Zman issue. He didn't care about the Zmanim. And he wanted to be prepared for Shabbos, so he started Shabbos much later than the Zman. Or he needed to do Hachanas for Shema, and Davin, he said Shema after Sof Zman Kriyashma. Because this is the opposite. Now he wanted to do the mitzvah much earlier. He couldn't hold back from davening. He wanted to daven early. He wanted to say Shema earlier. He woke up at 4:30 in the morning. He davened before the Zman. So Moshe says, that's the idea that's going on. We learn a klal that sometimes Rizus is so important and the Chavivus HaMitzvah could override the regular Zman. But it has to be at least within the framework of the B'dieved Zman. It can't be outside of Zman. You can't make Shabbos, 3 hours later than the Zman. It has to be at a B'dieved Zman. You can't say Shema, before Alos. You should wait till a little bit later. But it has to be within the framework of Zman. So Chavivus HaMitzvah, Zrizus of a Mitzvah, sometimes can break the L'chadchil of Zmanim in order to fulfill it at an earlier and more chavivus way. But again, it has to be in the framework of Allah. So he says, because the chavivus that they had, the Kohanim had in bringing the carbon tamid, they were able to bring it earlier. Yes, the right Zman is Netachama. Netachama, everyone has to have that buffer. That's the chachila Zman. Chachamim had instituted, you have to wait till Nate to perform all mitzvahs by Yom. But since Kohanim were so excited for the Karban Tamid and all of the Karbanos, they were allowed to bring it at the B'dieved Zman already from Alos HaShachar. That's the Chiddush of Moshe, which many Achorim don't seem to like, but it's a tremendous Chiddush as it is. Everyone's good right now?
That's not necessarily unique to Tamid. That idea could apply to any
Mitzvah. Exactly. But Moshe's talking about a case of a mezuzah case. I don't remember the whole case exactly. But he's talking about how a situation where B'dieved sometimes is okay, and he goes off to talk about this general concept and uses our Rashi's here and Mishnah as a proof. But you're right, this could take place anywhere outside Karbanos. The person has a certain Chavivus HaMitzvah and Zrizus, so even though it might be B'dieved, we should let it go.
I'm saying, does this answer the kash between our Mishnah and the one in Megillah?
Yeah, because he's pointing out here that when it comes to Karbanos, Karbanos is an example, and the Kohanim in particular, who are people who are Zerizim, so they would perform the Karban earlier because they had that excitement of performing mitzvahs. So that's why Dafka by Karban Tamid. But you're right, there could be other examples. There could be certain individuals who have a certain cheshek for a particular mitzvah, that they love this mitzvah, and they'll come to do a mitzvah in a B'dieved Zman. But this he wants to prove from this Mishnah here that they would do it earlier because in general, Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash were Zerizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. Yep, and that's a chiddush of Moshe. He says, if you want to, because a chavivus a mitzvah, that's able to override the lechachil zman.
Isn't he also he's understanding the whole concept of Alos and Nates and all the other Rishonim? Can the other Rishonim think that Alos is when the zman is, but because of whatever reason we change it to Nates? Moshe writes that no, Nates is really the zman. It's after that Alos is just, we give it a Alos Yom.
Correct. So the question for Moshe is he arguing on that Rashi, or is he saying after Rashi presented it, the halacha has changed?
He seems to be arguing. Rashi understands, really, me'ikar adin alos hashachar.
Correct. But once the Mishnah has established that you need to wait till Nates, so now that becomes the l'chachil adin.
Right. But meaning they're still coming from two different perspectives. According to Rashi, the whole idea is that really me'ikar, I didn't, we should have done it from alos, but because of this reason, l'chatzil now becomes nates. According to our Moshe, no, the whole time it was always nates.
Does he say it the whole time? Does he say that the whole time was?
Yeah.
Where's this line?
And it's just it. That's what he proves from the Gemara Megillah and the Chavah Mebeis, that the whole thing is it's a reboy from that original lima, meaning it's a reboy from Nates. Nates was the original time, and then we're Marve, no, from even from Alos.
You correct. You're correct. Very good.
So he's arguing on that. It's a bigger chiddush than even just that.
Right. So he's arguing both on the Zmanim of Nate versus Alos, and then the additional point that the Chaviv is a mitzvah. Could do a Zman B'dievet. Very good.
To say that second Kiddush, that Chavivus Mitzvah gives us Rishus to be Mativ, in Rashi's understanding of the Zmanim, is less of a Kiddush, because at least that
correct.
Was L'chatchila prior to the Takana.
Exactly,
100%. This is not even L'chatchila prior to
correct.
The Takana.
Exactly. If he was in the world of Rashi, he couldn't make such a Kiddush. Rashi, that's l'chachila. So if a guy wants to be makdim because chaviv is a mitzvah, that's great because you're actually doing the better zman for Rashi. Great point. Yeah.
Why don't we say the same as far as the Gemara Megillah?
Which? What do you mean?
I don't know what the case is there, but you could say that it was chaviv there, so then they also wanted to do it earlier or whatever.
It was chaviv there.
We answered the steer by saying that it was chaviv here, so they did zrizis. It was b'diavad.
Because there the Mishnah Megillah is referring to all mitzvahs that the Hamun Amdo do, Mila, whatever else listed in the Mishnah there. So that, we don't assume that people are Zrizim in general. So therefore, they have to have a later Zman. But when it came to Masechet Yuma, where the Kohanim were so excited, they woke up early to get dressed and be the one to pick, to do the Shechita, and to do the Hakrava, so that's certainly a place of Chavivus. So Dafka here, we could assume there was Zrizus and Chavivus taking place. So that's all for Shitas Rashi. There's a Ramban who's not really referring to Rashi, but it's going to help set the stage for Rabbeinu Hananel's suggestion for later on, maybe. But the Ramban writes in the Chemes Hashem, in the end of Brachos, that number 8 here, those who are looking inside, Linyan Tamid, B'miktash Dichsiv Boker Kavu Heir HaMizrach Shekadmason Mitzvah. Ramban points out that this is something unique to Tamid. Not because of Chavivus, like Rav Moshe says, but Migzer Sakasav, there's a pasuk that tells me the Zman of Karban Tamid is different than all other mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs we have has to be from Nates, perhaps earlier Alos, if you want, according to Rashi. But all, the Mishnah says, simply reading, you have to wait until Nates. There's a special unique din when it comes to Karban Tamid. The pasuk says, Boker, that Tamid comes before the classical definition of Yom. But again, he's not working within Shitas Rashi. We could use him later on for Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay, now let's move to the Rambam now. The Rambam has an interesting shot in the Perush Mishnayos here that there were two events. The Rambam is bothered by what's going on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very confusing. The Gemara itself picks up on it. The Mishnah seems to first talk about the Zman Shitas HaTamid in general, any day of the year. And then at the end, he starts talking about the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippur. What's the connection between the Zman Shechitas HaTamid and the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim? So the Rambam says there were two events that happened that they messed up on the Karban Tamid. And one happened on a regular weeknight or week morning, and the other one happened Yom Kippur. And that's why there are these two different events that took place. He doesn't really elaborate much more than that. So that really sets the stage for a steer in the Rambam that the Nativ points out. That the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamidim and Musaf and Perak Alf Halacha Beis that the Zman of Shechitas HaTamid is Mishiyah or Pnei Kol Mizrach. Like the Mishnah here says, when you see the eastern side lit up, we'll call it Alos. So that's the Zman of the Tamid. But then, if you look in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam writes that Lo Hayu Shochtin Ad Shemekirin Sha'Allah Amad HaShachar Bevadai Shema Yishchatu Balayla. He adds in the svara of why do you have to wait until later on, till alos, till it's clear that it's alos, lest you shecht it balayla. So I'm sure you guys saw the Merom Yisada and it's siv inside. And he asks the steer in the Rambam, it's not really a steer, but why does Rambam only give the reason in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim and not in Hilchos Tamidim and Musafim? So maybe you're going to tell me he only gave the svar in one place and he's being somech on that svar later on. But that would really only be a logical answer if he gave the svar in the original halacha. Meaning in the order of Sefer Avoda. Right? One of the Yud Dalet, one of the 14 svar of the Rambam is the Sefer Avoda. So which appears first? Hilchos Midim U'Musafim or Avodas Yom HaKippurim? Which one, anyone know? Midim U'Musafim comes first. Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim is the last, I think the last halacha is in Sefer Avoda. So he should provide the reason first of Shema Yishchatu B'Layla when he first introduced the Zman of Shechitas HaTamid. So why did he wait all the way until Avodas Yom HaKippurim to tell me the Svara? It sounds like there are two different halachas going on here. And that's exactly what the Netziv suggests. The Netziv really bridges together all these different Gemaras from the Shita of the Rambam. He asks another question. He wants to know what's the machlokas on Amud Beis about, firstly he asks, why do we pass like Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah? On Amud Beis, the Gemara had a few different Tanayim. What's this man that you're supposed to shech the Tamid? Is it Barak Brakai? Is it Allah Brakai? Is it Af Brakai Bechevron? Is it Heyer Pnei Kol Mizrach Adche Bechevron? So this is different shitas. So the Gemara clearly assumes like Rabbi Yishmael who says Barak Brakai and ignores Rabbi Kiva who says just Allah Brakai. Okay, what that difference is doesn't make a difference right now, but either way the Mishnah clearly embraces the shita of Rabbi Yishmael over Rabbi Kiva and normally we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So the Netziv says that there are two halachas going on here. On Yom HaKippurim, there's one halacha, and the rest of the year, there's another halacha. Yom HaKippurim, we're going to see that we're very concerned with the strength of the Kohen Gadol. Firstly, he's fasting. Secondly, he's been up all night, making sure he wouldn't fall asleep and become Baal Keri. Thirdly, he's got a lot of avoda to do this day, so we're very sensitive to his strength during the entire day of Yom HaKippurim. So we want to get the day started earlier so he could complete everything because he's got a lot ahead of him to do. So what's going on here? So he says, when it comes to Avodah Yom HaKippurim, they start earlier because of the chulsha, the Kohen Gadol, the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, even though on the rest of the year they start a little bit later, there's no urgency on the rest of the year, there's no weakness we're concerned with, but Yom Kippur we start earlier. So he says that's exactly why the Rambam is only concerned in Yom Avodah Yom HaKippurim Shem Yishchatu B'Layla. Because a Yom Kippur Dafka, they'd start the Avodah a little bit earlier than the regular day. Now it's closer to Laila. So that's where he has to give you the warning, Shem Yishchatu B'Layla. Now you're really close to the nighttime, now be extra careful. But when it comes to Hilchos Tmidim and Musafim, which is referring to Zman Shchita of the rest of the year, where it's a few minutes later, there is no cheshash you're going to do a balayla, so he doesn't give the svara of Shema Yishchatu B'Layla. Because Tmidim and Musafim is the rest of the year where it's a little bit later. And that's exactly why there's two events happen that the Rambam refers to in Perish Mishnayos. Because one time they had an event that took place on a regular day of the year. And they said, no longer can we do it earlier, we have to make sure it's later. So once they establish that happening, they'll do the Zman Shechita later, so how could it ever happen a second time in Yom Kippur? So it must be, says Netziv, Yom Kippur, they always did it earlier. They always did it earlier because of the chulsha de Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur was completely different. And that's why there was a second event that happened that the Kohen Gadol, Shech, did it earlier. Because there's a different din of the Zman of the rest of the year versus the Zman of Yom HaKippur. And that too explains the Netziv, is a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. That there is no machlokas. They're talking about different dates. Rabbi Yishmael is referring to the regular Bechol HaShanah, a later Zman. Rabbi Akiva is referring the other way around. Rabbi Yishmael is referring to Yom HaKippurim, which is an earlier Zman, but Rabbi Akiva is referring to a later Zman, which is the rest of the year. So the Yesod is, says Netziv, that Yom HaKippurim we start earlier because of Chul Shad Kohen Gadol, and Bechol HaShanah we start a little bit later because there is no real urgency. And that explains again the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. There is no machlokas, two different days. That explains the two different maisim that the Perish Mishnah refers to, and that explains why in Tmidim Musafim he doesn't mention the Svara, because it was late in the day, but Yom HaKippurim, he does mention the Svara of Shema Yishchatu B'Layla, because they did the Shechita earlier, because of Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. Question?
Wasn't
Rambam
passing like
Masim
and Shmuel?
Wasn't he passing like...
I'm saying, isn't he passing like Masim and Shmuel, that it's actually
With the Rambam.
Yeah.
So he's not talking about the Rambam Shita in terms of that Zman.
He's asking about the Mishnah.
And the Mishnah, why the Mishnah uses it. Exactly. But either way, he doesn't talk about the Rambam Shita of that Zman, but he thinks that the Rambam holds Chol Hashanah is earlier and Avodah Shem Purim is later. Now, it's not so meduyuk in the language of how he describes what that Zman is. It's only meduyuk of why he provides the Svara in Yom Kippurim, but doesn't provide the Svara in Tamidim Musafim.
Yom Kippur was later.
No, earlier. They're earlier because... Let's see the Rambam's Nusach here.
There's a question whether you need Baruch Barkai Achehir Tengizrach or Allah Barkai
Achehir. Yeah, they're
right, but Mashim Shmuel is later than Rabbi Shmuel.
Let's see, so he writes in the Yom HaKippurim, Allah Murashachar, that's all he writes. And in Tamidim Musafim he writes, Shetala Hachama Mishayar Kol Pnei Kol Mizrach.
So when he's... Says
but he uses Barkai Yas, meaning the way it works is the guy says Barkai and then they say
Let's see. Which Rambam are we looking at here? Pesh Mishnayos?
Yeah.
Where's this Lashon?
Where's the
beginning? The Zesh Amar Allah, Mar Levana.
It's not on the
sheet. Not on the sheet. Oh, it's in the back.
The
one before. Okay, it's not on the sheet. Okay. Let's see. Let's look at the Perish Mishnayos inside then. Here's the first one. See, right, Omar Brakai. Unclear. He doesn't say either one. He says Brakai, but he doesn't say Barak Brakai or Ala Brakai. He just says Brakai. Seems like he's not taking any sides here. In the Rambam, at least in Perish Mishnayos. Let's see, Halacha, a class of Ben Shmuel. I'm not sure. I have to look into it.
I'm
not sure. I remember there's a Rishon we have on Yuma, Rabbeinu Eliyakim. I have it at home. He talks at length about this whole discussion about the Tanaim, who is more Machmir, who is more Mekel. I'm not sure exactly what each Lashon means here, really, to put into practice. I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. So anyways, that's Shita Sarama. Let's now move to the Shita for the next few minutes, Rabbeinu Hananel, which requires perhaps the most time, but we'll just touch upon it a little bit. And the Rabbeinu Hananel's Mechadesh that he brings another pasuk in. He brings a pasuk as Akev Zecha Tasebaboker, Lafikach Nifsa. And all the Achorim are bothered by the Rabbeinu Hananel brings in a different pasuk than what the Gemara in Megillah brings, B'yom Zivchachem. What was wrong with B'yom Zivchachem? Why do you have to bring another pasuk Baboker in? So the Ramban, we had in the Mechemes Hashem. So he, what's his suggestion? What does Ramban say? Because Tamid has a different Zman than anything else. It's Baboker. The Yom Zivchachem explains every other Shechita that applies across the board, but Baboker is an earlier Zman than Yom. Yom is daytime, and Boker is morning. It's early morning. So therefore, the Karban Tamid is earlier. So B'yom Zivchachem wouldn't be sufficient to explain the Zman for Karban Tamid. That's why Rabbeinu Hananel quotes a pasuk by Yom, Baboker rather. And that would be like the Ramban. That's a simple understanding, I think. Now, the only question of this Ramban, this pshat in the Ramban, is what the Brisker Rav asks at the end. It seems that the Rabbeinu Hananel is saying the Baboker is the reason why the carbon became pasul. He saw the Brisker Rav inside. The idea of mechusar zman, if a carbon's brought before the proper zman, it does not disqualify the carbon. It can't be Ola for Chavasa. If I bring a carbon, and I just bring it earlier than I'm supposed to, the carbon's a good carbon, it just doesn't fulfill my obligation. It's a neder, nedava, or something, but it doesn't fulfill my obligation that I had. But it wouldn't make the carbon as a cheft apostle. That's what the Briskara points out, and the Mikdash Java points out as well, that Mechusar Zman does not render a carbon apostle. So the only challenge with this understanding of the Ramban reading the Rabbi Nachmanel is he seems to say the reason why it's possible is because of Baboker. The Ramban just points out that the Talmud has an earlier Zman than every other type of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but doesn't necessarily explain why it's possible according to Rabbi Nachmanel. But that's the first simple understanding of Rabbi Nachmanel. Baboker explains why the carbon Talmud is earlier than every other carbon. Now, anyone see the Maaseh Moshe inside? Yeah? What did Maaseh Moshe say? He says the complete opposite. He says Baboker, Baboker is later than Yom. Isn't that what he says? He says, right. He says in the Dibur Maaseh Nirashit as Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Shiny Tamid Mikol HaKarbonos Dechal HaKarbonos Zmanim Bayom V'zeh Alos HaShachar V'aval Tamid Zmanu Mu'uchar Yoser Dichse Baboker Baboker Zmanu Mu'uchar Yoser. So he says the complete opposite than the Ramban. I didn't read the whole piece here, if you see if he quotes the Ramban or not. But he thinks Boker means later. If I were to ask anyone here, if Yom or Boker, which one's early, which one's later, anyone here would probably tell me Boker is earlier. So I'm not sure where he's coming from. He goes on to bring some proofs for this, but Pashup Shad is against this Maaseh Moshe, like the Ramban says, that Boker is this man earlier and the carbon for the carbon Talmud earlier than Bayom, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Nachmanel. So that explains why he quotes a pasuk Bayom, because Zman Talmud is earlier than all other carbonos. But the big question is that the Mikdash Javid asks, and the Brisker Rav is dealing with, is how could that make the carbon possible though? Bring a carbon with Mechusar Zman does not render carbon possible. Just doesn't fulfill my obligation, but doesn't render possible. So, in a Hanami, a guy maybe brought a carbon before the Boker, but why was it possible? Why does the Mishnah say, Votzio lebeis ha-sreifa, they went out to burn it? Go ahead, bring the carbon, Tamid, and you bring it as an Ola, as a regular Ola, but it won't fulfill the Tamid, so you bring it as a regular carbon, and then after, when the Netzach Amo comes, then you'll bring a carbon Tamid to fulfill the Chiv of the carbon Tamid. That's the question of the Mikdash Javid, that's the question of the Brisker Rav. Everyone's with me on this point? Yeah.
That question only for Boker or also for Bayom?
Either exactly. Okay. For Rashi, who quotes Biyom Zivchachem, so then that's a psul, not in Mechusar Zman, but a psul in the Maisa Shechita done by Laila. That's a psul in the Maisa of a Shechita. Not a psul in Mechusar Zman that was lacking, you had to wait a few minutes. The Biyom Zivchachem means the Zvicha must be done by Yom, but if it's brought by Laila, it's psul in the Shechita. And that's a psul. Mechusar Zman is different than that the carbon talmud has to be brought, not the shechita, but the carbon talmud, the zman of the carbon talmud is bayom. I know they sound very similar, but the carbon talmud is bayom, and if you lack that zman, it's called mechusar zman. As opposed to, again, shechita, bayom has to be, it's not an issue of mechusar zman, it's just a psul in the ma'isa shechita, it's a psul avoda, and it's completely disqualified. I know they sound very similar. You have to wait till, I'm not sure if we'll get involved in the sugya a little bit, chav tes. It talks more about the psul mechusar zman, chav tes mebeis. We'll see if we get to that sugya or not. I'm not sure if we'll go through it. We might skip it. It's a little confusing. But I know they sound very similar. So again, for Rabbeinu Chananel, who quotes a pasuk Baboker, that the carbon talmud is earlier than every other carbon, that's why he quotes a pasuk, where does the psul come from? Why does it render the carbon talmud possible? That's the question. If it's only mechusar zman. So what's the answer of Rabbeinu Chananel? The first answer. Anyone see this inside?
It's only Mimela that it becomes possible because there's a psul of bringing even an adava before the Talmud. So Mimela is before the Talmud if it doesn't.
Very good. So he's quoting, there's an Inyan, that the Gemara tells a few places that the carbon talmud is the first carbon that goes on the Mizbech. What's the source? Anyone know the source that carbon talmud is the first one? Anyone know? It says Ha'ola. Ha'ola Rishona. That's the end. Ha'ola is the Ola, Ha'ola Rishona. The Gemara says it's the first one. The first carbon every single day must be the carbon talmud. You can't bring any carbonos prior to the carbon talmud. Now, there's a debate. If one does do that, will that, yeah?
If you do the Maaseh Moshe, does it really
Very, very good. That's a great point also. So what he's asking, Nachman's pointing out here, is that if the carbon talmud is first, according to Masa's motion, in his world, so carbon talmud has to be later, which is going to be Nates for him. So you can never have a case of bringing any other carbon before that at a los, because you haven't brought the carbon talmud. You can't bring the carbon talmud yet. So it's possible to say this idea of that you can't bring a carbon before olos talmud. Whoever said that's bidyavid or lechachila, a bidyavid is a pasul or just bidyavid it's kasher. So there's a discussion. This long tosfos in daf lamed. No, not lamed. Where's this tosfos? It's the daf chavtes. There's a discussion which we're not going to go through, whether or not bringing a carbon before the carbon tamid, even though one shouldn't do that, is it going to make it pasul any of those carbonos? Or no, it's bidyavid, it's kasher. If a person brought a carbon chatas before the tamid, according to some Rishonim, that might be kasher bidyavid. So that would work for the Masis Moshe. If bidyavid, a person brought it after alos, prior to the tamid, then it would be kasher. So the Rabbeinu Chananel said it must be that, rather, the Bris Kerov says that the reason why it's possible, if Rabbeinu Chananel says baboker, is the reason why you bring the Talmud earlier, and it's not a, it's only psul mechuzer zman, and mechuzer zman doesn't make the carbon possible. So why did they take this carbon Talmud that was brought too early before boker? Why did they take it out and burn it? So he says because there's another problem, because now this carbon Talmud is no longer the carbon Talmud because it's too early. It's mechuzer zman, so it becomes just a regular ola, and a carbon ola brought before the carbon tamid. You're not allowed to bring any carbonos before the tamid. So he says it must be Rabbeinu Chananel assumes that any carbonos brought before the tamid has to be pasul. So that's what happens. So they brought it, since it became this carbon tamid was too early, it turned into a carbon ola. And there's no tamid brought yet in the Mizbeach. This became a pasul carbon ola because you cannot bring carbonos prior to the carbon tamid. That's the pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel. Then he goes off to give one other pshat, and we'll stop here. Is anyone? What's the second pshat, Rabbeinu Chananel? Anybody see him? What he mean? What he means? So what's that? What do you mean by that? Dim mesuyim. What's he trying to get at? Calling it dim mesuyim, and he quotes the pasuk by boker. So is he saying, sounds like he's perhaps saying that the psul of Tamid is not a psul mechuzer zman. Mechuzer zman is just trying to deal with the negative, that Lila just gets in the way. And if Lila's there, so just wait a few minutes, Lila's going to go away. So it's not such a real psul in the carbon Tamid when there's mechuzer zman. But I think what he's saying here is for Rabbeinu Chananel, baboker is not because you're missing Lila, or you're missing Yom rather. You have to dafka do it more proactively. You need a dafka bayom, baboker, rather, baboker. When you say bayom, bayom means just not by Lila. Don't do it by Lila. You know what pretty much Shimi was suggesting, I think, what he meant. Tell me if I'm wrong. Bayom means don't do it by Lila. And then you're fine. If you do it by Lila, not the biggest deal. It's mechuzer zman. But when you say baboker, he's being mechadesh, he means baboker is not an inyan of mechuzer zman at all. Tzedafka have to be Mekai, Medin, and Baboker. If you lack the Baboker, so then it's a problem, it's a psul. Let me explain a little further. How do you define whether there are many things that are going to disqualify a carbon? What type of psulim will make the carbon psul? And what type of psulim will not make a psul, but will be incorrect nonetheless? So for example, we said in the Mechuzer Zman, will be, if I bring a carbon too early, it's still a good carbon, just doesn't fulfill my obligation. Or let's say, for example, I'm going to put Max on the spot here. What does the first mission Zvachim tell us about Lishma? Other than for Chatas and a Karban Pesach. What happens if a person brings an Ola? Shelo Lishma? But is the carbon a good carbon or not? The carbon's a good carbon, I just didn't fulfill my Chiv. If it was Shelo Lishma. As opposed to a Chatas and a Pesachim is a different story. That Lishma is possible, the carbon's possible. But for an Ola, I brought an Ola Shelo Lishma, it's a good carbon. So the idea is, how would you distinguish when does a, let's call it, I don't want to use the word psul right now, but when does an event disqualify the carbon? and when does a certain event not disqualify the karpa? If I had to ask you, forget knowing anything about kudshim, what would you think be a good distinction about disqualifying a karpa versus not disqualifying a karpa? If there's a certain avoda or chiv that's essential to the karpa, that's necessary, so that's going to, if you're lacking it, it's going to disqualify the karpa. A chatas, for me to bring a karpa chatas, it needs to be for me, for the there that I did. And if it's lacking the lishma, so it's a psul inherently in the karbon. So the karbon is completely disqualified. As a karbon ola, an ola doesn't have to represent me. We have olas all the time. It doesn't have to represent the individual. So if I don't have lishma, it's still a good karbon. I didn't fulfill my chiyuv, but it wasn't inherent to the karbon, so it's still a good chefta. So whenever there's a problem in the inherent aspect of the karbon, it's pasul. And if it's something that's external, so then it won't disqualify, it won't make the karbon actually pasul. So mechusar zman is not essential to the karbon. I just have to bring it. I can't bring it balayla. If I bring a chatas, an ola, shlamim, the halacha tells me that I need to bring it by yom, lo balayla. That's not unique to a shlamim or to a chatas or to an ola. That's just a general halacha of when you bring karbonos, when you don't bring karbonos. But that's not essential to the karbon. And therefore, if it's balayla, if I bring it mechusar zman, it's still a good karbon inherently. But I think what the Brisker Rav is saying by the Karban Tamid is the idea of Baboker is not just the Mechusar Zman Halacha. Baboker is something that's essential to the Karban Tamid. It's part and parcel of the definition of what a Karban Tamid is. The first thing you do in the morning, Karban Tamid is about establishing what the day is going to look like. It has to be Baboker. It's part of the Karban. And therefore, if you lack that element of Baboker, so then it's going to be a Pasul Karban. I think that's what he's trying to say for Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow I'll give more Mamar Komos. We're going to move on to Amud Beis. And again, there's some fun topics. Feel free to go into them. But I think what I'll focus on in Shir, I don't know if I'm going to give Shir Wednesday or Friday yet. Thursday we're having Rabbi Rice coming to speak as a special Shir. Either Wednesday or Friday, depending how fast guys go through sources, we'll go through the Zman of Mincha, the earliest Zman of Mincha. Is it Chatzos? Is it later on than that? That's tomorrow's or Friday's Shir.